Well, it started as a small festival concentrating on folk music in an era when most people were interested in the pop songs of Michael Jackson. Over the years, though, it's grown from 900 enthusiastic fans at the Mullaney Showgrounds on the Sunshine Coast to roughly 120,000 people in recent years, many camping out on land purchased specifically for the event in 1994. I'm talking, of course, of the Woodford Folk Festival, and it's been going since 1987. They're now celebrating their 25th festival. Don't worry about the maths on that. It's all too complicated. Now, though, due to extreme weather conditions, there are question marks. Well, there were question marks about whether or not the festival would be cancelled. Apparently, people have been calling it Mudford instead of Woodford. But certainly yesterday, heavy rain hasn't been enough to keep people away from the first day of the event. It's going ahead as usual. Bill Horitz is the director and one of the founders of the Woodford Festival. And I caught up with him in the hectic lead up to this year's event.
Good morning.
Now, you've been involved with Woodford from the very beginning. Can you tell us how did it start and what was it like in those early days?
That's two questions. First one is, there was a group of us got the Folk Federation together in Queensland, and we were thinking that the folk movement and folk musicians and people interested in folklore hold some sort of cultural secrets and they needed to get out. And we were very ambitious about using a festival that we call a Festival of International Standing as an objective that we wanted to get it going. So people from the Nambour Folk Club and in Brisbane, the Queensland Folk Federation, that we just got started, joined forces, and we launched the first Mullaney Festival in 1987, and it was a lovely event. It was about 900 people, and I remember writing in our newsletter that it was a great festival. We shouldn't let it get any bigger.
Well, you've been proved wrong to the tune of about 119,900. How do you feel about the way that the festival is today? I mean, do you miss those old days when it was a bit more niche?
I can't say I miss it. Look, everything moves on. The festival's changed in many ways, and certainly just the structure of the growth has kept us honest and buying land and building the infrastructure and planting trees. It's been a rough ride at times, but a fantastic 25 years of my life that I've really loved being part of it. And there's so many people involved, and so many of us who were there in the early days still.
And your role must have changed so much from, I suppose, being the sponsor of a particular style of music to essentially running a pretty big business. There must be lots of challenges organising a festival as massive as this, which is based around camping as well. Can you tell us about some of those logistical issues you face?
It's not an easy task, particularly for non-equity. We have to be very tight with money. We've had to be creative about how we solve issues, particularly with the building of infrastructure, because when the festival's up and running, it's a township of daily population in excess of 20,000 people, and if you look at townships like that and imagine what sort of infrastructure it requires, it does give you some sort of picture of the degree of difficulty, and the fact that you build it in 18 days and take it down in 10, it gets a little tricky. It is not an easy task.
And I mentioned before the focus on environmental conservation, but when you're dealing with an event of this scale and to do it safely, there must be some tensions between the environmental outlook and the logistics that you need. How do you deal with those?
Well, to begin with, everyone involved is pretty passionate about doing the right thing, and the thought that we talked about years ago is the very thought that by having the festival, if the planet died even just a little bit, that it probably wouldn't be worthwhile. So we were united in our view to do the right thing, and we've achieved some fantastic stuff. 70% of all garbage is totally recycled. We've 87,000 trees, and we're really watched, and we measure the footprint and trying to be responsible. It's never perfect, and we can always do better, but I think the fact that everyone involved feels that and wants to be part of that is a great joy to observe if you're from the outside.
Well, obviously there's so much that you pack into this massive event, but is there a particular part of the festival which is your favourite, something that still really gets you going every year?
It's the gathering of the people and the joy on the faces in the streets and the peaceful atmosphere. I remember we had a very difficult festival in 2004-05. It was our biggest on record. When everyone left at the end of the festival, and I drove around the camping area, and there was not one bit of rubbish on the ground, not a skerrick anywhere. The responsibility of people who come to the festival and the cleanliness of it and and the joy. When you sit there as an organiser and look at that, something very powerful happens. And then I suppose that's where I've got my thrills. It isn't the great artists, which there are, or the wonderful street theatre, which there is. It's watching the patrons come in and sort of own the festival, feel as if they're being part of it, is really the pleasure I've got out of it.
And do you have a sense of whether there's a contingent of veterans who've been there to every single one, and how large that contingent is?
It's about, of course, as the festival grows, that percentage drops. From the organisers' point of view, a lot of organisers who were there from the very beginning, the return rate of people who come to the festival is about 77% to 80% annually. But as people have got older, over the 25 years, they start dropping off after being sort of 55, 60 year old. But we still have 9% of our audience 60 plus, which is fantastic, I think.
Understandable too. You don't have a kind of folk festival frequent flyer scheme or anything like that, Bill?
We should have. I think we should get something started.
Fair enough.
But there are talks of an old folks home for us organisers, because we're still involved and we're ageing.
Well, it sounds like it's keeping you young. I'm talking to Bill Horitz, who's the founder and director of the Woodford Folk Festival. And Bill, you mentioned some of the highlights of the acts that have come over the years. What are the most memorable acts that you've seen at Woodford? Which ones stand out for you?
There was a fantastic band we had from Scotland called Frightened Rabbit 2 years ago. We had a wonderful, fine festival, except for half an hour when we had this incredible storm where we got about an inch and a half of rain in about 10 minutes. And that happened right in the middle of the Frightened Rabbit set at the amphitheatre. And everyone headed for the hills and undercover, and they were playing to an audience of about 10 people getting soaked. But they played as if they were champions, playing to thousands. And they're one of the great bands in the world, in my opinion, and we'll hear a lot more from them. But that was a moment in time that you really watched how professional people can be, because that was not easy.
That's fantastic. And sometimes it's not always the big names that do the amazing acts, is it?
No, it isn't. That's quite correct.
All right. Well, obviously you're expecting a lot of people at the festival this year. Any truth in the rumours that Bob Hawke and Kevin Rudd are going to be turning up, presumably on separate days?
Well, actually, they'll be there at the same time.
They will be there together.
Yeah, Bob Hawke is coming for the whole festival. He loves it. He and Blanche—they're wonderful people. And
do they get all up in the hippie gear and smoke the peace pipe?
Well, there was talk yesterday. Bob and Blanche often wear white, and we've had a lot of rain on site, even though it's forecast to clear up a bit. So we're a bit worried about that.
I don't think we should dwell on that mental image for too long. What about Kevin Rudd?
Well, he hasn't been to the festival before. I met him earlier this year. He's a very personable man, and very much looking forward to having, and it's a great honour, having a former Prime Minister and Foreign Minister to the festival, and we'll be very interested in showing him around.
Indeed, I imagine his diary's probably freed up a little bit in recent times as well. What's the big draw card this year for this year's festival, Bill?
I think, one of the great bands in this country is the Cat Empire. They have been consistently a leading musical band in this country for, I believe, about 8 to 10 years. And they're coming back after a gap of 4 years, and I think that they'll be as popular, if not more popular than ever.
And they're a really dynamic live act as well, aren't they?
Oh, they're fantastic, but it's not just their live performance, just the quality and depth of their musical ability and presentation is wonderful. But there's another band that asked to come this year called Arrested Development. Most people would have heard of, twice Emmy Award-winning band from California. They actually asked to be on the program, and I hadn't really listened to them before, but when I got into it thinking that they were just another hip-hop band, they're not. There's a really classy outfit, and I don't know why they particularly wanted to play Woodford, but we'll find out, and it's a delight to have them. And, of course, since we announced them on the program, there's been a lot of talk.
I can imagine. Well, it sounds like a great lineup. There's multitudes and multitudes of artists, and obviously those big names, the Cat Empire and Arrested Development, sound fantastic as well. I'm talking with Bill Horitz, who is the founder and director of the Woodford Folk Festival, which is going on at the moment. And we thought that we might end up by asking Bill for a favourite artist or favourite track from the festival that we can play on Radio National Summer Breakfast. Bill, what have you got for us?
Eric Mogul has been probably my favourite songwriter in Australia, and one of the great performers, and has visited our festival on perhaps a dozen occasions over the 25 years. And this is one of my favourite songs of his, called Shelter.
Round half the world I've drifted, left no wild oats unsown. But now my view has shifted, and I think I've just come home.
Eric Bogle there with Shelter, and I think in Woodford at the moment they're drowning, but not in sunshine. It seems like it's a bit more like Mudford this year at the Woodford Folk Festival. On Radio National Summer Breakfast, it is 16 minutes past 8.